Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, when I first looked at our show sheet this morning, it was about Barber's Mental Health Day.
Hey. Oh, that, come on.
You guys, yeah, I was laughing my ass off. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And then what happened?
And then they changed it to the Odyssey app. So just be aware that today is Barber's Mental Health Day. I don't if you're getting barbered today, ask them how they're doing. How you doing?
I wonder what happened to the original tag.
I don't know. They must have looked at it and gone, well, that's stupid. So,
well, no, the barbers need love too.
Sure. That's what I thought. I was like, because I always wonder what will they find for this first, what will it today be? Apparently it didn't rank. This look at the celebrity trash is brought to you by the Odyssey app. You never have to miss being away from Alice when you have the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
It's free. Get the Odyssey app and you can stream our show live. You can get our show's full podcast every day at 10 a.m. We do a stream of The Secret Show for that day. And then tomorrow, all five episodes will drop as podcast, all five for the week. And you'll be able to get them on the Odyssey app.
And V-Hale's tomorrow. She's
officially
switched her days over to Fridays. Which,
well, she's a TV star now.
Fits big perfectly. Time. Yep. She's gone big time.
She has.
Good for
It'll
her.
It'll be fun to have her on a Friday.
No surprise.
Maybe, hey, maybe she'll bring her camera crew.
Oh.
And we can end up on her TV show. You know
I'd
what?
Love
we
should to be on her
in
TV
fact,
show.
We should freaking demand that, yeah, don't
yeah,
you
yeah.
think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been promoting her midday show for 2 years now.
Yeah. She should promote our morning show and the Odyssey app on her television show.
I didn't write that down. Let me text her.
I can't wait to hear all that. Yeah, tell her
we
that.
Demand.
We demand.
Tell her book us.
Just start a list of demands.
Yeah, sure. To be up.
You know. Dude, just
don't
write.
Show up without a crew.
Yeah, we want a camera crew. And I'm not talking about GoPro strapped to your forehead either.
Right.
That's not good enough, V. Vinny, Bryn, have you ever considered a vasectomy?
Well, sure. For 1 second and went, nah.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe in the future. I mean, I'm not sure right now. I'm, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm 39.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. 39 in July.
Right.
Close enough.
Yeah.
I didn't have start having kids until then. So, I mean, I'm just curious what your thought process is. In fact, after that, 5 years later, I think, was when I started.
Her and I have never had that conversation. We should talk before I go and snip, I feel.
Oh, sure. You know? You should definitely have a convo with the person it affects.
Well, it affects me mostly, I feel, but
does it? Does it really?
Is she on birth control?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean that's I think a lot of people
So. I don't really monitor what she does.
But. What?
Yeah. You guys need to talk about this stuff.
We do need to talk. I told you, I spend like half an hour with her every day. That's about all I get with her. Mm. You know, it's like me and the kid, and then I'm as soon as she gets home, Vinny knows how I feel.
Oh,
here you go.
Yep.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, last night was worse, like terrible. I gave her a hug and went up to my room. I was like, it's been 3 days of all dad. It's not
all dad all the time.
Whew. Yeah.
We don't
talk anymore.
Yeah, I know that one. So, yeah, but you'd think that you'd know what birth control you're on, since you aren't, whether or not you're ready to have another child. You still do it sometimes. I mean,
oh yeah,
that seems like an important
condo. She's on the pill, that, you know, the one with the circles.
Or maybe they're specifically not on birth control.
Oh, and they're trying.
Yeah. All right. Well. One kid. You know, I don't want to say
speculate.
Anyway, vasectomy. It's an option. It's
for the record, we got an IUD, just so everybody knows.
That's a fairly permanent option. You know, it's people do go back and get them reversed. We know someone in particular who had to go. And it's harder. It's very minor. When you go get it done.
A vasectomy reversal.
Yes, but when you get that undone, it's more. There's a lot more to it. So it is a thing, and it's something certainly to use careful consideration about. Nick Cannon, who has his 8th child on the way, has announced that he's talked to a doctor about getting snipped. But before you breathe a sigh of relief, he had a consultation. That's it. He did an interview with E! News and said, I already went and got my vasectomy consultation. I ain't looking to populate Earth completely, which is hilarious. But I'm definitely looking forward to taking care of and loving all the children I currently have. Baby number 8 is on the way with his girlfriend, Bree Teese. He has 6 other kids with 3 women, including 10-year-old twins with Mariah Carey. The 7th child, very tragically, passed away last December from brain cancer. You know, my kids don't have any half siblings. And I wonder if you're Mariah Carey and you've got Nick Cannon's first 2 kids together, if you're annoyed that he keeps giving them half siblings, like if you're annoyed that, because I personally, if my kids had half siblings, I would want them to know them. I feel like that's your blood, right? So I would want them to know the kids. But if, you know, there's, let's see, 4 different women here involved.
You know, so, I don't like getting 3. Into other people's business. Like, he can do his thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I know we make comments here all the time. So someone went, what are you talking about? You're always in people's business. Well, I mean, yes, we do a talk show. But he can do his thing. But he's kidding himself if he thinks he's going to be a great dad to all these people spread out all over the place and still have a career. Like, it's we all want to be polite and say, oh, hey, do your thing and you make a ton of money, so it'll be fine, right?
Right. I was going to say, if being a good dad equals paying a lot of money to each of these mothers, then he probably will.
Then he will be that, right. Yeah. But in terms of getting to all of their locations and all of the things that they're doing on any given day.
Birthday parties, shows.
It's going to be a full-time job.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or he's just not going to be there.
And he's not going to be a regular shoulder to cry on. Like, you know, you can love your dad, but if he's never around, even if he lavishes you with love and gifts when he is, he's not going to be the person that you necessarily turn to. He won't be a constant in your life. And that's, you know, look, plenty of people have situations like that. I was just more like, if I'm Mariah Carey, I'm a little pissed that my kids now have, you know, 6 half-brothers and sisters. I hope she gets along with the women, because I would want my kids to know those kids. That's all.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe
I always thought Nick Cannon was Mr. Carey, and it turns out he's got a career of his own, and he does his own thing, and he makes his own money, and I'm happy for him. But you're kidding yourself if you're going to call yourself a good dad for 8 kids spread out all over the
over 4 women.
Yeah, that just it's not possible.
It doesn't seem. It doesn't seem likely, but with a Herculean effort and giving up his entire career, he could do it. Every Monday and Tuesday, I'm here. Wednesday and Thursday, I'm there. Wait, Friday's a me day.
You're running out of days, but okay.
I know. There's not that many days. No. Maybe we'll just split it by month. Anyway, he's thinking about a vasectomy, and I think he should think real hard about it. I don't see why that would not be the best idea possible.
John didn't get one, did he?
He didn't. I had an IUD as well.
Oh, okay.
I'm actually not worried about it anymore.
I will tell you that if the missus said, I'm getting my IUD out, I would seriously consider that then.
Ah.
But for now, I feel like we're covered. And she likes what she's got. It keeps her period. Sorry, that's stuck in my throat. almost non-existent.
Right. Well, I think she's on the same one I was on, that Mirena.
I was looking for another word. There's just not a softer word for that. Right. So,
blood flow.
Blood flow.
That's much
her
softer.
Yeah. Time of the month. Yeah, it's a that thing was like a miracle. I didn't have a cramp again, which, ladies, it's worth it just for that. And my period all but went away. Occasionally there'd be like, "Oh, what's going on there?" But it that thing's great. Mirena. I think it's Mirena. And I think you have to have had a kid to get it. I'm not positive how that works. Whatever. Carmen Electra is in the news today. Carmen Electra, who was like an it girl for a minute there in the late 90s. Almost like right up until she married Dennis Rodman for
She had
days.
A really good run. I'd say it was longer than a minute, but sure, she, you know.
But gorgeous.
Absolutely. She was with Dave Navarro. She was with Dennis Rodman. She was with one other dude I can't think of. Oh, Be Real from Cypress Hill.
Oh, yeah. She did had her moment in time. And was she on a show?
She was on Baywatch,
she was on
wasn't
Baywatch,
she?
Baywatch, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess all the babes go on Baywatch. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't require a lot of acting chops. But she's, you know, adorable. I think we even interviewed her like in the late 90s, right after she'd broken up with Dennis Rodman. For some reason or other, she must have been promoting something. Hmm. Anyway, now she is, I don't know how old she is. I'm going to guess she's around my age. Maybe a little younger. So maybe I'll join OnlyFans too.
Oh, wow. She's going to do OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see you join.
Oh, yeah. Sarah. No, I'm going to give you. It's going to be hot, hot, hot all the time. I'll take the picture of, you know how people take their elbow and they go like this and then they take a close up of it and it looks like your butt crack?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put that on every day.
Don't do that. That's stupid.
Yeah, that's.
I'll be like, another butt crack picture from Sarah.
I'm going to demand my money back. I'll tell you that right now.
Why?
You'd be looking at my that
butt crack.
What
how
I'm
do
after.
You know? You don't know. I mean, I'm not going to crop myself out of it. So I'm going to be all butt crack.
You can start with that one picture in the studio.
Yeah, that one.
Of you guys.
Where your butt is all tan.
Oh, that one. Yeah, all right. I'll start with that one. That's a great picture. God, my ass looks so smooth. It's like, is she even wearing panties? I'll, you know, keep them guessing.
Right. She's 50 years old.
Oh. Oh, she's 5 years old, younger than me. 50, the perfect time to join OnlyFans. My guess is she's tried to keep it together. I mean, that's she's been.
I bet she looks great. And then you know,
let's have a look at
if I didn't have to pay for it, I'd love to watch that.
Oh yeah, is that her now? She looks fantastic.
Yeah, hold on, let me.
Damn, those breast implants are booming. She's looking good. That looks like she's 30. She looks 30 in these pictures.
I some of them you can see like she maybe just got the Botox.
She's so, all you know, jacked up,
more plumped.
Nah, she looks absolutely like I don't know. I can take a look at that. Let's see what's going on there. The mouth is.
Do you frown upon OnlyFans? Like,
no.
Do you think less of her because she's going to do that instead of I don't know, get another acting gig or whatever?
No, I don't. I think I don't know. I think people should do what they want.
If you can bank.
Yeah,
look at how great she looks. If recent. You can bank major money from the comfort of your own home doing that for private shows, I don't know why you wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, for real money, though, not like, you know, oh, I made $5,000 this year, you know.
No,
you know, supporting 13-year-olds
money
were
that
telling
supports
me,
me
to,
right.
You know, bend over. Like, forget that.
Right.
But if you were making $1 million a year.
Yeah. Listen, that Bahad Behavi chick.
That's who I'm thinking of.
Bahad.
She's not, we're not even talking about $1 million a year. We're talking about tens of millions a year. Like that chick is making some money on that. And she sells records too, I guess. But she's, I mean, look, if Carmen Electra can do it, she likes it because she said, you know, it's her thing and she's in charge of it. And there's something valuable in that as well. So Carmen Electra joined OnlyFans, it looks like yesterday. She said, I just felt like, yeah, I need to do this. I, for once, have this opportunity to be my own boss and have my own creative vision to share with my fans without someone standing over me saying, don't do this, don't do that, cover up this. So how much will she uncover? That is the burning question everyone wants to know. So she's not saying exactly, but she's promising swimwear and lingerie photos along with, quote, more sexy, classy pictures and videos.
Okay.
She also noted that she wouldn't have to cover anything too explicit with, because I guess on Instagram, when she's on there, she'll take a, like a little star or a heart and put it over areola, like
for, right,
or whatever, you know, strategically placed heart emojis. She said,
well, much like Instagram, I would bet on OnlyFans, she'll know what really gets people to click like and know what gets people to say, oh, this, bye. So she'll find out what her fans need or yes. want.
And decide quickly. If she's willing to give that. And for money, most people are willing to do,
you know,
pretty much anything.
I don't really know how porn business works. I think a person is paid for their scene and then whatever they filmed is not theirs to have an opinion on.
Right.
And so that product goes wherever it goes. And there's no, you know, performer
royalty.
Royalty. Exactly. Thank you. So to me, that's a ripoff. Like, that's not a good business plan for the girls that do these movies. But right. for OnlyFans, and you're in charge, and every penny goes in your pocket except for the
whatever
OnlyFans, whatever
OnlyFans,
percentage
right.
is, that's it. To me, that seems like a good deal.
I tend to agree with you, and there clearly is business for this. And these, they say the cam girls have kind of, they pay the cam girl site, and they now they're just interacting with these people and doing whatever they're comfortable with. I mean, it's I think it's valid. You know,
I think the cam girls are slightly different in that I feel like there's a dorm house they end up having to go check into.
Oh, well, there's probably situations like that, right?
Yeah, there might be an overlord saying you're going to do whatever these people. But OnlyFans, Carmen Electra, she gets to write her own ticket. I hope it goes well.
She says people are going to do what they want to do anyway with your photos. You might as well be in control of them and follow what you feel like doing inside.
Boom. Exactly.
Yeah, there it is. Whoa. So congratulations, Carmen Electra. Good for you.
Go, Carmen.
Oh, where? I thought we started early. This is crazy. All right, I'm going to just do one more quick thing.
Okay.
I, you know, we've been talking about Rocky the last couple of days. He's come up because
Rocky rules.
And Adele bought his house that had his Rocky statues everywhere for $58 million. So today on official Sly Stallone, he wrote, happy 20th, and I'm going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
Happy 25th anniversary to my amazing wife. There's not enough words to describe what this incredibly selfless, dedicated, patient woman has meant to our lives, and I only wish they could be another 25. Thank you, sweetheart. There's a lot of really... Oh, you can't... There you go. She is...
She's really tall.
She's really... And she is gorgeous. I don't know...
She can't even fit in that photo.
I know. She's... Her head's outside the photo. I think he might just be... And then he put up pictures of their gorgeous daughters.
They do have gorgeous
kids. He looks
kids.
Like the proudest papa in that picture. It's very cute. But a little bit of English language butchering happening in the caption. Fun. It's a fun read. But congratulations to them. I mean, 25 years of marriage, that's saying something right there. And they look really happy. And they both had a lot of work done. So congrats. You guys look great. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Married on Zoom during the pandemic?
Oh.
Let's check in and see how that marriage is going.
I would love
these.
To.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
What's going on over there?
I thought we just got the 2-minute warning. That's funny. Hi, how are you doing, everybody? It's a good day. All kinds of stuff happening. Right now, Stevie Nicks is coming to the Shoreline
I'm
Amphitheater.
I'm so sorry. I would have started and just gone, but I'm looking at you and you're not doing anything. And I'm like, I don't, maybe it's me. Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought we just got the 2-minute warning.
Okay.
I was sitting here like, I've got 2 minutes.
All right.
No biggie. Stevie Nicks coming to the Shoreline Amphitheater, June 12th, 2022. Head over to RadioAlice.com/contest for your chance to win tickets.
The Radio Alice Report.
Smooth.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone. Transform your home into a piece of art with their exclusive collection of tile, natural stone, and porcelain. And you'll probably see me and my wife there because we're right in the middle of a project. So check them out. They have 4 locations around the Bay Area. They're on Instagram and online at allnaturalstone.com. All right, here's what's happening. Hot by you yesterday?
Yes.
Yeah.
90.
Yeah, it's been hot, so expect more of that today.
Oh, great.
The Warriors won game 1 last night. Woo-woo! They look good,
too. Off to a good start.
112-87 was the score. The next play is on Friday. And, Sarah, your Celtics take on Miami tonight at 5:30 for game 2.
But they're down 1, aren't they?
They are down 1 in their series.
It would be great, though, if it was a Warriors-Celtics series. That'd be fun.
It would. Well, either way, I just want the Warriors in. I don't.
Yep. Yes.
We'll play whoever. I mentioned that Guy Fieri was at courtside at the game last night, and a bunch of, and then, you know, someone said, oh, he's local. And it turns out he owns a mansion. Our texters wrote in. Texters checking in. He owns a mansion in Windsor.
Oh, goodness.
Do you know the Windsor area?
I sure do.
In your travels?
Windsor is, yeah.
In the North,
it's like
Bay, as you've looked for.
Between Cloverdale and Santa Rosa.
Apparently he owns a mansion there.
Yeah, there's some nice property out there. It's beautiful, you know, California, rolling hills.
Oh, absolutely.
Oak trees. It's beautiful.
Others wrote in to remind us that he is a guy who shows up to help the fire crews.
He
feeds
sure does.
The fire crews when, you know, we're
He's done
going,
that a bunch of times.
Yeah. No, he's. I don't dislike the guy. I don't watch cooking shows, really.
Yeah.
Although there was one on when I walked into the room this morning, and I thought, well, someone left the TV on. And the lady said, she goes, you know, you've got your usual sandwiches and your usual dinner fare, but, you know, if you just want to zhuzh things up. And I went,
oh, zhuzh.
Zhuzh.
I thought that was a hair term, but I guess it just means, you know, turn up the volume on something.
Is that what it means? Because I heard that word and went, why doesn't Sarah ever use that? It's such a fun word.
Zhuzhing.
Zhuzh.
You want me to? I'll try and work it in.
So it means just pump something up?
When I've ever heard it, it's about hair. We just need to do a little zhuzhing.
Oh.
Let's zhuzh that up a little
well,
bit.
Well, she zhuzhed in the kitchen on All her right. TV show, and I went, wow, that's a...
Vinny, I will try to zhuzh things up for you a little
Great.
Bit.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All
you
right.
could try to zhuzh things up for me, too. We could zhuzh each other.
I don't feel like zhuzh is going to come out clean. Just like
Stop trying to make zhuzh happen.
And by the way, my friend, you know how period stuck in my tongue?
Uh-huh. It does,
let's
though.
See here.
Gross.
Yeah. Deepak wrote, menstrual cycle. It sounds better.
Oh. Menstrual cycle. God, doctors and all their terms.
I mean, he's just trying to help us out.
Yeah. When they say period, they do mean the period of time where everything sucks. Mm. So it's...
Oh, is that what that is?
Well, that's
that
a period
to?
Short for. Yeah, it's the period of time when you're bleeding.
Oh, all right.
Just call it the rag.
Yeah, just say OTR.
Oh, man.
That's great. Or menstrual cycle. Thanks, Deepak.
Anyway, I teased you with the story about a Zoom wedding, so I think this is expected.
Yeah.
Young people and their rush into marriage.
Uh-huh. Got to get married. Hurry, 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 hurry.
One of the first couples to marry over Zoom is divorcing. Oh. And they still haven't met.
Wait, so they, even before they married, they'd only ever seen each other online?
Yes. There's been so much talk about pandemic romance. And actually, I don't know that it's all about romance. A lot of couples broke up during the pandemic. Their relationship clearly wasn't built to withstand 24/7 contact over the course of years.
Yeah.
In fact, some buckled within 6 months, you know, well before this thing has gotten to the point where we can start emerging safely or at least dipping a toe in.
It
anyway,
puts some stress on us.
Some couples grew stronger after quarantine together. And then there's this couple that never even met.
This is so bizarre.
So 26-year-old British woman named, I looked it up, Ajay Reeves.
Oh.
Ajay.
All right.
I had to look it up and get the pronunciation from the Google. They filed for an annulment from she filed for an annulment from her American husband, 24-year-old Darren Martin, just 3 months after marrying him. They still haven't met in person.
And they met online an annulment because they didn't do it.
Right. Exactly right. They met online during quarantine and things were good up until recently. Ajay claims Darren's been unfaithful and now she can't trust him anymore. She says his ex has confirmed that she and Darren are back together and doing it.
Oh, boy.
Ajay says, quote, "It wasn't the fairy tale ending I had hoped for." And
she's an optimist. She was hoping that they'd meet and everything would be just fine and they'd ride off happily into the sunset together. Happily ever after.
That's so... Why the... Okay. And then I wanted to do this text because someone... I had mentioned yesterday the story about how they looked at the mascot at UC Davis and decided, you know what? We're not a racehorse school.
Right.
Our mascot's a racehorse from the early 1900s. Let's get a mascot that suits us. And they decided on Aggie the cow.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Right.
So 415 says, just listening to Vincent say how he loves when traditions are questioned and changed. With the cow taken over for the horse, yet he was so adamant about having his wife take his name once they married. If he was going to do the traditional marriage thing, then she should take his last name. He absolutely said that, which is 100% ridiculous. There is absolutely no confusion with different last names with a woman marrying older. We've created names for ourselves, and we are no longer property, which is why we traditionally took someone's last name. For the record, I wasn't looking to get married in the first place. So, like, as far as traditions go, I was good the way we were.
Yeah.
But I did, if I was going to marry, want to do that. You're right. But I could have been good without it at all. And I think a lot of people can, don't you?
Well, listen, when someone's putting the screws to you about getting married, you start throwing all the roadblocks you can in the way.
I don't think that was one. But you know what? Honestly, in the back of my mind, in my own head, banging around inside there was, look, I've been in radio for 30 plus years now. Maybe somewhere down the line, my kid needs help and someone goes, hey, I know you or I know your dad. Maybe they can get some help that way.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the back of my mind there.
Oh, goodness.
There isn't really another thing that I can
say. Well, the kids
say.
Have your last name.
They do.
Yeah.
And that's why I wanted that.
I know that it's, sure, it's archaic and it's, you know, it's traditional, but I think that there's something to be said for being a part of a, like, I don't know, a family name. It's not, I have no problem with that, and I don't feel like John owns me because I took his last name. Like, it's fine. I don't know. It just never feels like something I gave up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't.
I know, but everyone's entitled, and if that's how she feels or they feel, whoever that is, you know, you're free to do whatever you want. At Vinny's house, that's what they did. And
yeah.
There's also nothing wrong with that.
But you're not entirely wrong about the roadblocks either. I mean, I definitely went, let's think long and hard about everything we do for months on end, and hopefully we'll come to the right conclusion.
Which is do nothing.
Right. Hopefully.
That's ideal.
Well, ideally, we do nothing.
Bryn is the one pulling that off, by the way, everybody.
Hey, man, I got down on one knee and proposed. Don't clap. Stop clapping.
Please clap.
It's not intentional, sure. I'm sure I'll get roped into it soon. At some point, you know.
Rope we'll see how it goes. Into it.
Yeah. Tricked into it.
The guy who proposed.
I did
will
propose.
Be roped into it.
Look, I'm very happy where I am mm-hmm. with the person
mm-hmm.
I'm with.
Mm-hmm. And your beautiful daughter. And
the one you never talked absolutely. To.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, that's not by choice.
Right. They are very cute together, though. They definitely.
We're very happy when we do spend a day together. Yeah.
In Hawaii, I mean, it's you know, I haven't seen long term interactions. And they are a great team. They're a good, yeah. solid. There's a kid handoff all the time. There's some loving, mm-hmm. caring. It's good.
I feel that way. Thanks, Sarah. I don't know sure. how it looks from the outside.
It looks pretty good. It looks like everything's going. You guys are very kind to each other, too. There's never any bickering or, you know, John and I will sit and bicker.
Mm. Yeah, but you and John are a whole nother level. I mean, 30 years.
I know. It's crazy.
Anyway, next story is there's a, because it's apparently National Pet Month. There are stories out there about our pets. Yeah. A new poll of 2,000 pet owners found 2/3 of us let our pets sleep in bed with us now. 2/3.
Not me.
7 in 10 think they actually sleep better with their pet next to them, which I would say, if that's the case, then I can see why you'd want to do it.
Sure.
Most people who describe sleeping with their pet will tell you, I get a sliver of the bed, and they flip and flop on the other 3/4. So I don't see how you're getting a better night's sleep, but if that's the case, all right.
Your dog doesn't sleep with you.
No, I would never sleep with a dog.
Does Toddy sleep with you, Bryn?
No, I've slept with him on the floor when he needed it, especially when he was a pup.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah.
But you don't even want to let them get it, the idea that it's okay to be up
on
there.
That bed. Yeah, uh-huh.
They'll decide that's their thing now.
Well, it's comfy. You're there. Everything's warm.
Peeing mm-hmm. on his own leg sometimes. I'm like, what? Hey, dude, come on. You're peeing on your own leg. Can you, right. like, move a little bit? And then you can't, like, you know, it's a whole thing.
What? So now you've got a dog with pee hair and.
Yeah, you got to make sure you clean their paws and.
They'll even eat poop.
It's hard. I don't know about that. I've never seen that. But.
Well, Benny's seen it. His dog used to eat poop.
A lot of dogs do that.
Dogs, yeah.
I haven't seen the.
My dog used to eat my horse's poop. I'd be like, get that. You stop already.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't sleep with them.
Yeah, they're poop machines.
2/3 of us let our pets sleep in bed with us now. 58% of people in relationships say they'd rather sleep next to their pet than their significant other. That is
I wouldn't
not...
mind sleeping with my cat if my cat didn't shed all over everything. And also, it's like at night is when they're active.
Yeah, I wouldn't
like
it.
During the day, if I take a nap and the cat on the couch, the cat will crawl right up on me and just go to sleep on top of me. It's nice.
They do say here, it makes you feel more secure at night having a pet sleep with you. Having your pet does help. You know, they're going to bark if someone were to enter. God forbid someone enters your home. Mm. You've got that. The warning that is, unfortunately, the warning goes off when I'm walking through as well at 3 in the morning. So
uh-oh.
That's not good. But you know, you don't want to tell them not to bark. Then when there's a burglar, they don't bark because you've told them not to. You've just lost your, I don't know, 10 seconds, 15 second warning.
Sure. They could give you the time you need to live.
To call 911 and grab your bat or whatever it is that you use.
Save the children.
Anyway, so that's National Pet Month. People like to sleep with their pets. If John brought home a dog and said, this dog's sleeping. Oh, you don't even share beds anymore.
I'd be like, yeah, that's fine. You, are you so lonely in there that you need a dog? Okay. You can have that. God, you just reminded me about those German Shepherd puppies. Oh, my God. I love you.
You going to do it?
No.
Oh.
But it's so tempting. Puppies are, they're a curse. They're like a, they're a trick. God, they're cute. God,
they are,
little sausage.
They are very cute. Yep. They're pretty great. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, that is so gross that people let their pets sleep with them. Think of all the butt dust and gross things on them. So gross. I am 1,000% with you, 510. It's not happening at my house. No way.
Wouldn't be the end of the world if it did, though. It's fine. Lots of people sleep with their animals.
And some bathe with them, too. So, you know.
Bathe with them? Like, as in, what? Is the only way to get them to get in the water with you?
I've seen that, like, where they're in the bathtub with the dog, and they're both sharing.
How come dogs, if you take them to the beach or you're walking down a river, they have no problem getting in the water, and they've just, and they, but it's in, and they're stinky afterward, and they're covered in mud. But you try to, like, just use regular water on them, and they freak out. Why? Why are they so anti being clean?
Tough one. Anybody know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's not, you know.
You know it's true, Caesar. Though.
Uh-huh. Or maybe not Caesar. I don't know if he's canceled.
Yeah, I think he might be canceled. I'm not sure. Okay. I can't remember the last thing. Yeah, everybody's canceled these days. I want to reference someone who's canceled.
Yeah,
I
don't
remember. There was something.
916 says, hey, Vinny, the women's movement was about women and men, all of us having a choice and personal voice. My wife and I made a new name from our two last names.
Oh, that's nice.
I've heard that is a thing that people will do that.
Yeah.
I don't.
Then everybody has to give up their name and the rest of the family can just be like, oh, that's the name now, huh? It's fine. Whatever. Do whatever makes you happy. That's.
Here's another one. 707 says, I got shamed by my boss for taking my husband's name. I told her I wanted the same last name as my children. Now that she has a child, she wants his last name too. I'm assuming.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Wants her husband's last name and not
right the her husband's
the worker's husband's last name right
not the texter's husband.
That's hilarious. I know, people yelling about stuff and then they wind up doing it. We become what we hate, so you gotta be careful about that.
To be technical, the last name doesn't feel like something Sarah gave up because she didn't. Well,
sure. I use it professionally. That's true.
Right. Yes. But yeah. You know.
But I am that other name. That is who I am in my heart. You know, that's, I'm from that other family now.
Well, yeah, your radio thing is something entirely different.
Right.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Ellen's final show is coming up. It has boobs and some great news about Stranger Things.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.